are perchlorate cases. Mr. Briggs?
Yes, your last question was an excellent lead-in to the perchlorate item. That was a proactive question, Ryan. We do have an update today from David Athey, who is our staff person working on these sites.
Good morning, Chairman Young, members of the board, Mr. Briggs. My name is David Athey. I work in the DOD perchlorate group. Just want to give you a real quick update of what's currently happening with the Olin and other perchlorate cases. Can you hear me with this microphone? Is that on? Okay. Let me find the update here. First, I'd like to start with the Whitaker Ordnance Facility. We had a meeting on the November 18th with the site, and they've submitted a lot of reports, and I think those were all reflected in our staff report. They've recently changed consultants at the site and have recognized that the cleanup actions that they've taken have been on a pilot scale level, and now they're interested in moving into kind of the final phase of the site cleanup, looking at the methods they want to use and implementing them. And I'm excited about this, to tell you the truth, because at the site itself, it's moved along kind of in an area type fashion. They've done a lot of recent work to characterize groundwater. They know the geology a lot better now at the site, and they're starting to recognize that the plumes aren't based on areas. They're groundwater plumes. They cross, you know, they go from different building to different building. They're intermingled. So now they're going to come forward, I believe, in January with a site-wide proposal of how they're going to clean up the site long term. And we're looking forward to that and think it's the good way to go. They're going to address off-site groundwater. They're going to remediate that plume, pull that back towards the site. They're going to work on the on-site plumes and also remove the sources. So I think in general the Whitaker project's going forward, and this is a good sign for the site itself. Now, I don't want to give you the false impression that nothing's been going on out there. It has. They've been doing a lot of work. They've been getting good data, but now it's time to take the final step for the site, come up with a long-term plan. Next is United Defense, our newest child in the perchlorate family. They recently submitted additional soil and groundwater data on November 30th in the area where they have known perchlorate contamination in soil and groundwater. It basically confirms, it filled some data gaps at the site and confirms that they indeed have perchlorate down to about 5 feet, typically. And they do have perchlorate in groundwater, but it seems to be limited to the Arena 1 area on the site, and they've also tested a new well they've put in, and it's non-detect for perchlorate or below 4. So that's hopeful, and we'll be coming out with a comment letter on their recent Phase 3 investigation and this additional data, I believe, in the next 2 weeks. And we'll provide that to you in the February report. Next is the our 300-pound